Well, this morning, we're going to talk turkey. We've got Barb Fuller with us this morning. Barb is a human sciences specialist in nutrition and wellness for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. And we're going to talk about that all-important Thanksgiving meal. Barb, good morning.
Good morning.
It always gives people the heebie-jeebies when they think about all these people coming over and all this food to have to cook. It can be a stressful time.
It can be, but with careful planning and asking for help, it'll be wonderful.
Is it important to plan a lot when you're going to have one-time large events like this?
It is, and it probably starts with what you're buying at the grocery store, all the way through what are you going to do with all those leftovers when you're done.
Yeah, and, you know, it's getting a little late now toward Thanksgiving, but when it comes to thawing the turkey, you got to do that properly if it's a frozen one.
If it's frozen, it needs to be, the best way is to thaw it into refrigeration, but it takes even a 12-pound turkey may take 3 or 4 days to thaw in the refrigerator, but you can cook it from frozen, totally frozen, partially frozen. It doesn't hurt if it's a little bit frozen, and a much better option than leaving it on the counter to thaw or sitting it in the garage or someplace else like that to thaw.
On the counter is really never a good idea, is it?
It is not. That 70-degree temperature is ideal for bacteria to start growing, and the bacteria that make us sick, we can't see them, we can't smell them, we can't taste it, unlike things that are spoiled. Food that could possibly have a foodborne illness bacteria, you can't tell it's there. So you can't tell it, you're going to eat it, and you could still get sick.
And that really goes for everything, not just turkey.
That's right. It's anything that left at room temperature for more than 2 hours, you're putting yourself at risk.
All right. Well, so let's not do that because you've got a lot of people coming over. You don't need a lot of sick people going home after the dinner.
Actually, unfortunately, for some of those foodborne diseases that we may pick up, it may take 2 or 3 days to make you sick. So you're going to send people home, and then they're going to get sick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the problem with food poisoning. We always think it was the last thing we ate. Not necessarily.
And that's right. In very rare instances, it is the last thing, but in the majority of cases, it's something you ate a few days ago that made you sick.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, you know, while we're on the topic of bacteria and stuff like that, it's not just about thawing the turkey properly and things. It's also about food preparation and making sure you're not kind of commingling certain things.
That's right. So you want to handle your raw meat or poultry separately from anything that's not going to be cooked, so salads or rolls or bread. So get that raw meat. If you're going to do something to the turkey and then clean up your counter, your sink, and anything that's touched the turkey, even with a little bleach water, it's never a bad idea. It doesn't have to be a much bleach in it, but that's a good way. Or any of the wipe products that you can get that are safe to use on your countertops. That's a wonderful thing to do between products. Then the things that you aren't going to cook aren't going to have anything that was from the uncooked turkey.
Yeah, if you're like me, the cutting board gets quite a workout from all kinds of different things. But remember, just grabbing a paper towel and wiping it across the top of it real hard, that's not going to do you a whole lot of good.
That's right. It really needs to be washed and rinsed. And, you know, possibly, again, with a bleach solution if you feel better. But wash and rinse. So if you only have one cutting board, you may want to think about buying another cutting board before you have to do a lot of food prep.
Barb, does that go for knives then, too, if we're using them for multiple things?
That's right. In between uses, especially in between raw meat or poultry and ready-to-eat salads or vegetables, needs to be washed. Soapy water, nothing like it.
You bet. You know, unless you have a double or perhaps triple oven, maybe in your kitchen, it can be kind of stressful because you've got a lot of large things. You know, a turkey or a ham, for that matter. Those are large things that take up a lot of space. You may have some other items, potato dishes or vegetable dishes and things that you're trying to maybe want to cook. Perhaps they don't all cook at the same temperature for the same amount of time. You know, that can be a large part of the stress. Is that all a part of the preparation?
It is, and there are some things that you can do ahead of time. You could even roast that turkey a day ahead of time and then cut it all up and reheat it in a crock pot or a roaster or something like that, or even in a pan in the oven, and it's not going to take nearly as much time nor as much room as that big turkey or ham. Even some potato dishes like mashed potatoes If you have quite a bit of fat in them, which is always good at holiday time, but if it's got sour cream or cream cheese, can even be frozen and then reheated, but could be done a day or two ahead of time and then easier to reheat or even could be reheated in a microwave.
Once we get through with all the food prep and everybody enjoys the meal, of course, then it's important to get things stored properly. One of the things about the holiday meals, we always seem to have a lot of leftovers.
We do. And you have 2 hours from the time you serve the food to safely get it back under refrigeration. So if you're having a nice family dinner and everybody's visiting and maybe you sit there at the table for an hour and have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie, your time is getting away from you. So then you really need to get those foods that need to be refrigerated back under refrigeration. So all that leftover turkey and stuffing and anything that was hot. And then once you have it, you need to make sure that you aren't overstuffing your refrigerator either, because it raises the temperature of everything. Nothing's going to get cool in there. So do you have enough room? Do you have enough containers? And you might want to think about cleaning out your refrigerator ahead of time, getting rid of some of those little odds and ends of leftovers or things that maybe you could freeze or make room so you have room for those things that are left over from dinner.
Does it make a difference if we have foods that were heated, if they're still hot and we put them in the fridge? Do we wait for them to cool down?
You should wait for them to cool down. So you have that two-hour time frame. Can you let them set for maybe a half an hour? One way to start the cooling would be to start put it on a pan of ice. So put some ice in a bigger pan and put some of those hot things down in there. Or fill up your sink with ice and put some of those hot things in there and start to pre-cool them a little bit, and that's a good way to do that.
And if somebody's got about a 3 or 4 hour drive to get home, we probably shouldn't be packing up the leftovers for them to take home?
No. Really, you know, you need to think about 2 hours. If it's something like rolls or cookies or, you know, the pie, that's probably okay. But again, a cooler with some ice packs is just fine.
Yeah, we tend to gorge ourselves a lot and graze a lot, too, when it comes to the holidays, when we're hanging around friends and relatives' homes. Healthy snacks, I know folks kind of sometimes cringe when they're thinking about inviting folks over and then putting healthy stuff out for them, but you can really fill up the belly with good stuff so you're not really gorging on all the stuff that maybe you shouldn't be.
That's right, and this time of year, some of all those nice raw vegetables to snack on, so carrots or celery or radishes or whatever you like for a nice raw vegetable, and even with a little ranch dressing or a dip or something like that is pretty good. And there's plenty of crackers that are whole grain crackers, and that's a good way to also have a little healthier snack in between there instead of just grabbing the bag of potato chips and dip.
Yeah. Do you have any other holiday tips for folks who might be kind of watching their waistline a little bit? Because it can be stressful seeing all that good stuff.
Well, enjoy what you like. And, you know, if you have a certain dish that you only have when you have your family on big holidays, enjoy it. Maybe a little smaller portion. And then, of course, trying to walk off some of those calories or work off some of those calories. If the weather's nice, go out and take a walk around the block at least, or maybe get up a game of flag football or something in the yard. Try and, you know, burn some calories before you settle down to the couch.
Go run around the block a couple of times.
Well, or at least walk.
There you go. Yeah, you bet. And when it comes to those leftovers, we talked about storing them. What about consuming them? Is there a time frame? How long should leftovers be kept before they probably might want to be moved away somewhere?
We have a campaign called 4-Day Throwaway. So that's 4 days. So if Thanksgiving, if you have your dinner on Thursday, by that next Monday, you really should have things taken care of. So they need to be eaten or frozen. So you can freeze that leftover turkey, cube it up, have it for a soup or a casserole later on. But really, 4 days and really need to be getting rid of that stuff.
All right. Bottom line is have fun, enjoy the holidays. But, you know, if you can offer a few healthier options than instead of standing around just enjoying all that pie, because Lord knows there's lots of that, then, you know, find another option so you can enjoy maybe just a little bit less of the stuff that might not necessarily agree with you so well.
That's right. Enjoy the time. Visit with family. Visit with friends. Don't always have to be eating to enjoy it.
You bet. Well, Barb, thank you so much. Hope you and your family enjoy the holidays.
And yours also.